little Carl Douglas and kung fu fighting. I think we're going to be getting a call from Taylor. He's going to talk to us about a little celebration going out at the Grand Barn in the next coming weeks.
Is he calling us now?
Yeah, he's going to call my cell phone.
How's that going to work?
I'm going to maybe use a mic and put it underneath it if you don't mind, if you guys mind. Oh, there he is too. It's funny, I just said that. All right, Taylor, hold on one moment, my friend. We're going to put the mic up to it. Hey, Taylor, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, John. How about you, man?
I'm good. I'm just waiting for Gilbank to finish with the microphone here.
He's going
to
hold it.
All right. Taylor, what's happening tonight?
Just kicking back, enjoying, you know, Monday there, kind of detached time from the weekend was good.
Thanks for calling in, Taylor, and maybe you can call in next week as well, and have a good night.
Yeah. No, you can call in next week as well. Taylor, tell us what's going on at the big event.
Yeah, so I've got my good friend, Danny Renee. She's going to be filming a music video on the 15th of November, Saturday, at the Grand Barn. So she's doing that. She's doing a call-out for all the awesome people in the area that wants to be in part of the music video, to be part of it, to come on down. And, you know, it's an open call if anyone has any kind of, like, interesting art pieces or costumes or dance routines, anything that would look cool. It's all game.
So really bringing, like, a piece of art, like a painting?
Paintings, yeah, because it would be kind of, because it would be, you know, could add to the setting. So think of it as kind of a surreal kind of bar concert hall thing. And so there could be paintings, posters, visual flair. And that lends itself to, you know, the space. And then, of course, people want to dress up in their to the nines or whatever they got.
Then, in costume. You know, I heard there's costume as well.
They could be. I figured, exactly, and we're all coming off fresh of Halloween weekend, so it's like, well, don't store that costume yet. If you got something cool, you have another chance to you know, wear it.
Cooley has a really good Reebok salesman costume, actually. Oh, no, sorry, what was that? Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up,
Gavin. Yeah, I saw it, yeah, you should share it with the world.
Taylor had a good costume for the costume party.
I saw like a, I swear it was Fred Durst. And,
that was my costume. Yeah, it wasn't actually Fred Durst. Yeah.
Taylor, what's going on in the background?
Yeah,
there?
That
what's
was
happening?
Sounding like a taxi was honking at you.
That probably was the that's the phone, I think.
Wow.
I think there's another text coming in or something. So, but whatever. I can wait for that.
Yeah.
And so Taylor, when can I just interrupt you for a second, Taylor? When you said visual flair. What the hell does that mean?
What could that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, it means all sorts of stuff, right?
Was that just filler? Was that just a filler thing that you said?
That was pretty cool, though, visual flair.
Yeah, when I think of it, I think of, like, you know, like little flary, like the things that come off like a little girl's bike on the handlebars. What are those little?
Visual flair.
That's
I think that's what that is, actually.
Could swing that. I mean, but Eddie, I think you had some good flair going on this past Friday. I mean, you could bring some of that. I mean, if you want to, whatever people want to bring, if they want to bring flair, you know, handlebar bike things or whatever. Like, really, as long as it catches the eye and looks cool. And, cause, I mean, we've all seen, like, the cool things in this area. So, and really what Danny wants to kind of put out with this video is, like, you know, we're a bunch of cool people. And so there's something to see. And so if it can catch the eye and then kind of leave an imprint, that's basically what she's looking for.
Speaking of visual flair and art pieces, my son returned home today with an envelope from his school that was sent from his school last year to his school this year in the mail. And he opened it up, and there was an art picture that he drew. And it was called Visual Reflections, I guess, is what they called it. And each child was asked to draw something and make sure it's reflected. Like, you know what I mean, like taking a picture in water, you know, the reflection on the water or the mirror or whatever. Anyways, my son at this point in time in the year when he drew this last year, was just absolutely head over heels about, I had just brought him to Toronto for the first time. He saw the CN Tower. He didn't want to go up the CN Tower because he's afraid of heights, but he was just amazed with, like, how could this be built? It's so huge. Did a bunch of Googling, some Wikipedia-ing with him, and found out that, you know, CN Tower is not the largest skyscraper in the world. There's a whole bunch more. He drew a picture of from, like, the CN Tower up to a whole bunch of other huge skyscrapers around the world, and the tallest being the Burj Khalifa in
Mumbai.
Yeah, Mumbai. It's not even completed yet. My son knows all about this. He's 9 years old. He drew a picture of this and then drew the reflection of it. He came first place in this and got the award, and it was sent to our house today. It was fantastic. Speaking of visual flair.
Hey, Sean, if you want, if there's something to go with it, you know, that could be hanging in the background of this
thing. Hey, you should do that.
Yeah, it's talent. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. And that's good on him. So he plays the piano, he's an artist, future architect.
Yeah. There's a party I went to in the summertime with a giant birthday card of Rod Gilbant's face. Maybe we can bring that.
Good. Unfortunately, I heard it kind of got graffitied a bit. Oh. Unfortunate. But
it did. Wow.
Yeah, but you can barely see that. I just put a big, huge face right up on the ceiling.
That's all right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I remember now. And he signed the front.
Actually, and the giant lug tread bottle. You still have that?
I do still have that.
That was the
there you go. I mean,
that is an art flair right there.
The ginormous party. You know what? Do you guys remember what I brought, Gilbank?
Yeah.
Diapers? Underwear.
Giant underwear.
Yes.
I walked into the Hawkesbury Walmart thinking, okay, maybe I can get double extra large underwear. No. Four extra large. Like, four. Like, I guess there's a demand for this, but really, four extra large. Like, it was unbelievable. And you know what was fantastic about it? They were only like $6.
So
that's a lot of fabric. That's a lot of flair for $6.
So, Taylor, tell us more about this, and we're going to sign off. Now, remember, phone in next week, next Wednesday, a week from today, and tell us all about what's going on at your home base, at the Posse house.
In a nutshell, so shooting will start off 1 p.m., looking at about like a 10-hour shoot. So there's going to be catering and food and whatnot, so no one's going to go hungry. But obviously, dress for the weather with whatever you want to come in as. And it's going to be. I guess if you do want to also come in, you can also come in as a musician. So you can bring an instrument. There's going to be some scenes on the stage. So again, bring yourself. Bring whatever you know can catch the eye. Be ready for some direction, ready to have some fun, and some good times.
Right on, Taylor. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for having me again, and definitely love what you do. So.
Anytime, Taylor. We support what's going on down at the Grand Barn. Hey, do you guys have a website, by the way?
We do.
The Barn of Grand?
The Grand Barn.
TheGrandBarn.com. Okay. Thanks a lot, Taylor.
And we're also on Facebook as well.
That's wicked. The Grand Barn, just down the road from Van Cleek Hill. Taylor Ryden, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you kindly. Good talking with you, Todd and Eddie. And next week.
Absolutely. Taylor, I won't be here next week. I'll be in Portland, Oregon. But I'll be listening. Don't worry. Edward and Rodney.
Rodney?
Oh, yeah, Rod Gilbank's going to come. Sweet. Okay.
Rod Gilbank and Ed Earwig.
Okay.
All right, I'll leave you in their hands, if you know what I'm saying.
Awesome.
Okay, Taylor. Talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
All right, see you tomorrow. Have a great night.
You too. See you, Taylor.
Hey, cheers.
And that was Taylor from the Grand Barn. Speaking on an old style telephone.
Yeah, he was hanging that phone up the old school way. Huh?
Click, click. Gilbank, you can bring that microphone up to yourself now if you want.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
yeah. Sibilance. All right, guys, what do you want to do? What do you want to talk about? Anything else?
I got some other news stories here.
Oh, want to go into that? All right.
Well, you found something?
Oh, you got news stories.
What do
you
got? It reminded me of something that happened to me. I was on the front page of the Review
Years back,
and I had some really terrible headlines right next to me. And
now be careful. We're in the Review studios. I know, it was fantastic. Right now. Yeah. And Louise is here, and she's got some knives.
I heard in her office. But it was bad because it was just like it was a picture of me holding two beer bottles for the
I've seen this.
The St. Patrick's Day float, and beside it said suspect breaks in and sleeps over. So that was
that wasn't about you?
That wasn't about me. Oh, oddly enough. But I found some other ones that
Did you hear about that story? What that really was about?
Yeah, the big hockey tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone got so drunk that he needed somewhere to sleep and broke into the funeral home.
Yeah, and fell asleep in the casket.
That's like a little silly. Like, I think I saw a Pond Rocket interview about that, and they interviewed the guy, and he was kind of like, "Oh, I needed somewhere to sleep," as if someone put him up to that.
No, the rumor was that there was more than just one person involved. But that's just rumor.
I didn't even think you could get into a casket. I thought, you know, a casket was short. And like, how could you?
Eventually, people fit in them. Why would they be short?
No, I don't. We can get into this off air, but because it's kind of gross. But I think they actually compress bodies to put them in there.
I didn't know.
Yeah, that is true.
Maybe this guy
just believe all of them. Maybe he's was a shorter guy.
Oh, okay. You know, I get it.
There's
some all right. That fits into my story then.
Oh, fits in.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice that. Well,
so there, you know, Halloween just happened?
Halloween, yeah, it did too. Yeah.
No way.
It was a little Halloween goes by there. And I found this headline where an Arizona woman loses her wedding ring in Halloween candy. So I'm assuming, without reading the article, that she handed out her ring into a child's candy bag. Yeah.
Wow.
No way.
She's searching for a wedding ring.
Anyone in this town?
She accidentally gave it away with Halloween candy.
My gosh.
That's a terrible.
That's not good at all. Mm. I saw something on Facebook just this weekend, that a girl I know, she actually lives in Mexico. She works in a distribution center that I used to deal with when I was at another company. And she was swimming in the waters near her house. And she was swimming, eyes open, found a wedding ring. Diamonds in it, the whole deal, like beautiful wedding ring.
Yeah,
and it was sitting right there. It did not look like it was underwater long. It wasn't like damaged or anything like that. So she posted it on Facebook saying, "Does anyone know who owns this?" Imagine that. Imagine losing your wedding ring and then actually someone finding it.
Especially, you said it was in the water or
in the water.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, once you lose something in the water, it's gone.
It's just pretty much
gone. Yeah. You're never getting that again.
I remember seeing something on Facebook where someone proposed while in a boat, and girl got really excited and flung her arms and hit the ring into the water.
That's just dumb, though.
Maybe these two stories intertwine.
I don't believe they do. This was somewhere in, like, Louisiana.
Yeah, where was this? In Mexico? Mexico? I mean, all the oceans, they touch, right?
Oh, yeah. And the
really? Float, hold on a second. The oceans touch?
Yeah, they connect at some point.
You're kidding me.
Rivers and streams.
Tell me more about this.
They're called different. Different names.
They're called different.
But there's parts where... You guys, do you know this?
No.
They connect at some point.
Where? Where do they connect? It's like a Lego thing? They connect.
It connects.
Oh, sorry.
This Sorry is like, that. There's got to be like a river that connects them all or something.
A river, yes. Yeah, a river connects all the oceans. Sorry. I was just doing that on purpose. All right, let's play some music. Come back with some more stuff.
All right.
Good stuff to talk about. More vinyl coming up on Bankley Cooley. See you in a few minutes. And welcome back to Vankley Cooley here, 88.7 FM, the voice of the community here in Vankley Kill. High top the mountain, 76 Main Street in the Review Studios. Here I am with Eddie and Rod Gilbank. Guys, we sort of touched on this last week, but you guys must be getting the storyboard together for this year's iteration of the Christmas.
Yeah, we're actually meeting up tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Work hours? Nice.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
No, after work. But, We're also, I'm also kind of working on a, like a something I want to bring up at next week's show.
Oh yeah, because I'm not here. Or?
Yeah, well, just you know, talk about something. We were gonna start rating some nachos in town.
Yes, I'm totally down for that.
You're not gonna be here, so
Nacho Man.
The Nacho Man, yeah.
Just come up with a song
because you can't get good nachos around here. So we figured we'll just rate the crappy nachos that they have around here, and we'll find the best nachos that they have.
What makes a good nacho for you?
Good cheese.
Cheese? Yeah, cheese, good, like obviously. Amounts or good cheese?
If you put
it's got to be a good cheese to chip ratio.
You put a crap ton of cheese on there and you'll make nachos good no matter what.
Really? Yeah. Even if, you know, like the first couple bites, the first couple chips are fantastic.
Yeah.
But once the cheese starts, I guess, congealing again,
yeah,
or whatever, it's hard to pull the nachos apart.
Yeah.
You're pulling like the whole thing into your mouth, which is fine with
me. That's fine. You make it into like a sandwich and you stuff that in your mouth.
Yeah. That is all right.
Using your palm.
So nacho reviews. The Nacho Man.
So we're going to try to hit as many as we can before next week's show, and we'll review some of the nachos.
I remember going into a bar close to my old house, and what happened? Well, Liza and I had already eaten, and we just went in for a beer, okay? And I remember, I knew this was going to happen too. I knew exactly what was going to happen. As soon as we went in, we were having a beer. Midway through the beer, some food went by us. And Liza was like, oh, let's order something. And I'm like, well, we just ate.
Yeah.
And she said, well, yeah, but let's just get something small. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I thought she was going to, like, order, who knows, soup, maybe some French fries, whatever. She's like, oh, let's get nachos.
And that's a good pick.
It usually is, but it depends on the type of nachos that come out, right? The nachos came out, and they looked pretty good. A lot of vegetables on them. I'm big on sustenance on top of the nachos, right? Yeah, lots of meat, cheese,
like some
meat, onions, like jalapeno peppers, green peppers, olives, the whole deal. I want everything on there, right?
Okay.
Came out, looked fantastic. Started eating it, and it was just like, wow, this is horrible.
Wow. It was. What was wrong with it?
I don't know if they put too much tomato sauce or too much salsa on. Sorry.
Yeah, that can ruin it.
And it just absolutely destroyed it. It was soggy.
Yeah.
And like a chip wouldn't even stand up. You couldn't even like dip it into anything. It was terrible. It was terrible. We actually left the plate of nachos there. I have never in my life left a plate of food in front of me and not ate it. Look at me. But like, honestly,
you're a beautiful man.
Thanks, man. I was so disappointed. We left the food. We drank all the beer, of course, but I knew it.
Do you know the best nachos I've ever had? I'll tell you the place.
Yeah, please.
Where's if you guys
Toronto?
It's in Toronto.
Of course, yeah.
It's at Sneaky D's. I think I sent you there once.
No, I've never been there yet.
I've had so many late night nachos there, like 3 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 in the morning.
Is that good or bad?
They're good. They're awesome.
Is your judgment impaired at that point?
No, because I've had them when I'm sober too.
Okay.
But the nachos are just like, they really, like, that's their staple.
Oh,
they,
really?
They know what they're doing with the nachos.
That's Sneaky what they're D's. Known for?
Well, nachos? They're not known for that. People know the nachos at really? Sneaky D's, yeah.
And it's like nachos for one, nachos for two?
No, or you get the big, like you know when you get a frozen pizza and you need to put it on, like, a cookie tray?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you get the whole thing?
The round, like.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, they actually don't charge you enough for this nacho with the amount of cheese they put on it?
The cheese is amazing. Oh, you can get, like, bacon on the nachos. Oh, you really? Can get, like, chicken on the nachos.
You get nachos at the Windsor?
Yeah, I think we should do the nachos at the Windsor. I think you can do them.
It is an option.
What does that mean? I think you can do them. Like,
because
you can bring
them
in
and make
them
yourself. Because I think some nights they don't have the full menu. They don't have the full menu some nights, so you can.
Okay.
Like Friday nights, they only do steaks.
I see. Now, Jean was telling me last week after the show that he was going to talk to Mike over there about doing the show live once a month from the Windsor.
From the Windsor.
Yeah, from the Windsor.
Wow.
Going to run the chords over.
Rambo's going to play the spoons for
us? I hope so. Dooley's going to come.
Dooley's Corner with Sean Lewis Dooley talking about his trucker stories.
Yeah, with Sean Cooley.
We need a 7-second delay on that, though.
Yeah, no doubt we do.
Because he's going to get into some crazy, wacky stuff.
Really? I hear you're going to laugh, but... so we just spoke to Taylor, Taylor Ryden.
Great guy.
And yeah, fantastic guy. His brother Pazler. I don't know any the rest of the family. I don't know if you guys know them. But
Yelitsa is a sister.
Yeah, he's got a...
What's her name?
Another Yelitsa. Yelitsa.
Now, from
another
what I
understand... Sroll.
Say that again.
Another one named Sroll, his brother.
Okay.
And then you got
Does he not work at Bose yet?
Celta?
No.
Celta?
Is this for real now?
Yeah, I'm not making this
up. Yeah, all super nice people.
So, from what I understand, their names are all acronyms. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I don't know what the acronyms stand for, but those are cool names. I really like them. I told my wife about them. She was all down with that. We're not having any more kids, so we're not going to be doing any acronym names or anything like
Aren't your kids' names like sort of like jam-ups of names?
You making fun of me?
Yeah, I'm making fun of you.
Yeah, they are sort of. Well, when we had my daughter, we hadn't chosen a name. We didn't know what we were having, a boy or a girl. We had some names on.
They have the technology now to tell you.
Oh, I know. We didn't want to know.
X-ray vision.
They have that technology now.
Yeah.
That's a little penis.
Oh, yep.
Where's
Papa Joe? We didn't want to know. So as my daughter, Evie, came out, the doctor looked at me and said, it's a girl, and handed her to me, and I cut the cord.
The doctor already know that it was going to be a girl?
No. Well, maybe he did and didn't tell us.
Okay.
If he did, he's a bit of a dick for doing that.
Too. Well, like, it's a girl. He's all surprised. It's like, you already knew that it was a girl.
Oh, it's a girl, eh? Yeah, no. No, absolutely not. Not sure, actually.
You should find out. And then you should punch him in the face if he lied to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Punch a doctor in the face. Yeah, that'll result in good things. Speaking of 55 million. But so we looked at each other after my daughter was born, and Eliza was like, so what are we going to call her? And there was names on a piece of paper. Obviously, we're not going to call her any of the boy names. And one of the names that came up for my daughter was, we went back and forth on it, was Evelyn. Loved Evelyn. Loved that name. But it seemed too oldy, grandmother-ish, cobwebby to us.
Evelyn! And,
yeah, exactly. Even though I have a cousin named Evelyn.
Oh.
And just before that, my wife was watching some cop show on TV before she gave birth.
Cops?
It could have been. Bad boys.
Bad boys. So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you? Come on, sing it.
Pardon? and they were actually, there was a girl on the show named Evie.
Oh.
So we went with that name. Yep. We got that name. Evie. E-V-Y. And anytime, you know, a new teacher goes on the ice getting, called onto the ice in one of her skating competitions. And now, Evie Cooley. Like, it's always wrong. People don't get it right. And it's because we spelled it wrong. E-V-Y is Evie. But we called her Evie. So, on our second child, we knew
spelled
we were
going right.
to... Yeah, we... No. Yeah. E-V-I-E. No, we knew... we were going to have a boy, so we had a whole bunch of
the technology boys' names. Caught up and you.
Yeah, we got there.
We got to know this time. The whole name fiasco last time ruined us.
And we were like, well, we can't have just one child with an oddball name. We got to have two. And so we were thinking of names and going with old school names and going with this and that. And it actually just kind of dawned on us. We heard a surname, McKeon. We said, you know what? That's wicked sounding. Just the sound of it, and McKeon, the way we spelled it, M, small c, big C, E-A-N, is a mashup of her last name, which is McCray, M-C-C, and my first name, S, drop the S, E-A-N. So M-C-C, E-A-N. There you go. That's not where I was going with this whole thing, but speaking of names and kind of silly names, some people name their children pretty stupid, silly names.
Yep. Celebrities tend to do it.
Yeah, and I'm thinking it's just a little ploy for, you know, attention.
Yeah,
of course.
Who is it that named their child Apple?
I can't remember.
Is that,
I
should've...
was doing a little Googling, and there's someone in Texas who recently called their child Burger.
Burger.
Burger, like burger and fries. Burger.
Like hamburger.
Really? I hear it's illegal to name your child Osama bin Laden in North America. I don't know who would do that.
I just watched a mashup of how many times reporters on CNN or Fox News kept screwing up when Osama bin Laden got captured, killed.
Yeah,
they kept substituting his name with Obama.
No way.
You should look at this up on YouTube. It's just
really?
Like, and some of them catch themselves, but a lot of them just keep walking, keep talking and saying, it's official, Obama has been killed.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Silly names. I've worked with a bunch of people with silly names.
Gilbank.
Rod Gilbank, one of them.
Eddie Earwig.
Yeah. Phil. I also, I did at one point in time work with a guy, actually work for a guy named Moazzam Butt. Okay. In short, Mo Butt. Mo Butt. And he played hockey too. Mo Butt played hockey.
That's amazing.
At Smart Technologies, I played with I worked with a guy named, Harold Box.
Harold Box?
Yeah.
Wow, Harry.
Little Harry Box. Mm-hmm. He used to run into the room. Hey, is Harry Box in here?
My old boss used to be named, well, I still name this. Really? His name was Greg Lidiot.
Really, eh?
Lidiot.
I've heard that name before.
Lidiot.
Especially around.
Like French for idiot. Lidiot.
I bet you he's never heard that before in his life. No,
never.
Lidiot? I read in a paper one time he wanted to change his last name.
To what?
Hold on. You read in
Greg
the paper?
What is it?
Legenius.
That's really? What? Just, oh, is this? I know what newspaper this is.
I think it was called The Revision.
This is just like coincidence that he picked that name, though.
Yeah, no, just by luck. It's an old family name, I heard.
Legenius.
Greg Legenius.
I worked with, a customer of mine back in the days. He worked in mainland China. His name was Pong Sack Buttigan. I'm not joking. Pong Sack Buttigan. My son and daughter still say to me now and again, like, Dad, say the name. Say the name for us. Pong Sack Buttigan. It was quite fun. That's true, too.
Buttigan.
Pong Sack Buttigan. So I really actually don't know what his first name or last name was. Like, I never talked to him on the phone. Like, hey, Mr. Buttigan or Mr. Pong Sack. But...
Yeah, because how do you approach that one and not giggle?
Yo, Pong, what up, Buttigan? I don't even know. I don't even know.
Like, what do you call him for short? Like, you know how his, like, people are like, hey, what's up?
P-Sack?
What's up, Pete or Phil or whatever, right? It's like, how do you, what's his short name?
No, please call me my full name, Pong Sack Buttigan. Hey, Pong Sack Buttigan, come on over here.
Pong Sack Buttigan Smith.
Hey, Pong Sack Buttigan, let's go get a beer.
Yeah, it was a little odd. Anyways, that's all I got about that. You guys got any weird names? Rod Gilbank?
I know the guy from Loblaws, the owner of the Loblaws.
That's store. It's Loblaws. Totally not true. Why totally not? Not true.
Okay, thanks for immediately shutting that down.
Bob Loblaw. I've been hearing that one my whole life.
Oh, okay.
Right, Bob Loblaw. I can't believe that. What's so bad about
Rod,
that?
Rod, give me a hug.
No, I'm not touching your stuff. Why are you touching my leg?
Bob
Loblaw. Loblaw.
So his name was supposed to be Robert Loblaw.
Well, so Bob blah blah. Was that not? Am I not? What was the name of? What was Fonzie's name in Arrested Development?
There was a Fonzie in Arrested Development.
Not Fonzie, but with the actor.
You know, Henry Winkler was on Arrested Development.
Yeah,
I don't know what his name was now.
I thought it was some blah blah as well. Mm. But when I was a kid, you guys remember Becker's? Becker's?
Yeah. Milk. They still have Becker's in
this. This place used to be a Becker's.
That's right. That's really cool.
Yeah, this was the. This is where the refrigerator would have been, actually. In the Becker's. We are sitting.
there was a guy named Bob.
Yeah.
That owned the Becker's around the corner from where I grew up, okay? And he always told us his name was Bob Becker. We're like, come on, it is not. And he's like, no, I'm serious. And he, as a kid, he'd be like, no, kids. I'm serious, and get all like kind of grouchy with us, and we're like, oh, okay, sorry. If you don't believe me, and he'd show us his ID. No one would look at his ID, though. Like we
Bob
were like,
Becker.
Oh. Bob Becker. And it's like, oh, his real name is Bob Becker. Years later, he comes into my dad's gas station and to get to the gas station garage to get work done on his vehicle, and I'm like, what's your name? And he's like, Bob something else. And I'm like, oh! All those years, Bob Becker's. Yeah, I was really upset about it.
You should have punched him right in the face.
get out of here.
You were
we don't want your business.
To know the owner of the Beckers.
Oh, I was, too. You started all this, and you're still working day shift here? Yeah, that's the way it was. Bob Beckers. Anyways, any other funny funny stories?
There was I brought up the giraffe news thing.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of name.
$50,000 to name a giraffe in the what zoo was it?
In a zoo down in the States.
Yeah.
Someone, so a contest or whatever, a bidding war, pay $50,000 to name this baby giraffe.
Yeah.
And there's no results on that yet. No.
I think the bidding is done and someone has already named the giraffe, but the name hasn't come out yet.
Oh, really? That'll be big news right there.
But if we had won,
Bob Becker.
You should have named it Buttigans or whatever. What was it again?
Pongsack Buttigan. Pongsack Buttigan. Moasm Butt.
Anyways. The giraffe. Yeah.
Imagine you won that contest and you're like, yeah, giraffe.
Yeah, I'm going to name the giraffe Giraffe. Is that okay? Hey, it's $50,000.
I can do $50,000.
I can do whatever I want. And this is Giraffe Giraffe.
I can do whatever I want to do.
Just call it Donkey.
Yeah, name donkey. It a different animal.
Dog.
Zebra.
Actually, you know what? Speaking of speaking of names like that.
Not a giraffe.
a friend of mine named his dog Khmer.
Yeah.
Khmer.
That's a good name.
Renamed him Gus.
Well, that's not confusing at all.
No. A dog having two names.
Actually, it's probably really easy for him to inherit the next name, though. Gus. Because he already is going to respond to Khmer.
Khmer, Gus. Khmer, Gus. Speaking of dogs, you know my dog Ted? Yeah. So I get a call from my wife today, and she's asking me, where's Ted? I'm like, I don't know where Ted is.
I brought him to work with me.
I didn't bring him to work today. And so about 20 minutes later, she texts me back, don't worry, I found him. I'm like, where? You know what he did? He jumped up onto the platform of my pool and looked at the cover, covering the pool, with still some water in it, right? You leave a little bit of water in it. And looked at it, and in his wisdom and intelligence, he's like, well, I could walk on this. With a collar on, a leash attached to the house.
Yeah.
Jumped onto the cover and started swimming. Like, oh, I can't walk on this. Started swimming, and like 25 minutes later, my wife found him.
Still
paddling,
swimming.
Paddling for dear life.
Wow.
Attached to the leash. Like, legs up on the side of the pool.
He must have been exhausted.
He was super exhausted.
And freezing.
But not too exhausted to then, later on in the day today, oh, God, this bothers me, later on in the day, get into a fight with my mini Jack Russell and bite her and cut her wide open.
Wow.
Yeah. A great day for the dogs.
Well, it's a traumatic day for him, right?
I guess so. So I mean, just go beat up on the old.
You don't even know what I went through.
The other one was like, you know what? You're so stupid, you know? Who does that? Who jumps in the pool? You're such an idiot. You don't know what
it
was
like. I thought I could walk on it.
You're such an idiot. What are you going to do, punch me? Huh? Try it.
I'm going to bite you.
They, yeah, she's...
Gooey, my stomach. Someone's ripped it open. Help me.
You didn't know what I went through.
My dogs call me Cooley. That's hilarious. So I'm going to cue another song up and we're going to go to it. How about that?
Yeah,
is that okay?
Let's do it. Yeah.
No one wants to. No, everyone want to talk to me? All right.
We can keep talking if you want.
You guys want to keep talking?
Yeah.
Let's play another song. Right. How about that?
What song is this?
This is Backstabbers by the OJs, which I sampled. One of the first songs I ever sampled. Anyways, Van Cleek Cooley, Van Cleek FM, 88.7 FM, Rod Gilbank.
It's the voice of the community.
Society, this is the Self-Preservation Society. Jump in the jam jar, gotta get right. Hurry up, mate, cause it'll be late.
Hey, you guys know who this is singing?
Huh? This is
a musician.
I've heard this before.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You playing dumb with me right now?
No, I know that the artist is in the tip of my tongue. I just don't know who it is.
Really? Okay. Just going to let it keep playing until you get it.
I don't know.
Red Hot Chili Peppers redid this.
That's how I know the song, yeah.
Oh, do you? This is Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. All right, going back off air. No, I'm joking. What do you got? What do you got, Eddie?
Do you ever get this on Facebook, like the message from like the random people?
Oh yes, all the time now. Actually, what is that? Is this the downfall of Facebook?
I don't know. It's just like it's in my inbox. Usually, like it'll happen, and then like a day or two later, the user no longer is gone on Facebook. But this person...
Do you usually get like the, hello, dear, how are you?
This is. Can I read you what I got?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this girl, I think she sounds scammy.
Okay.
But she's still around. Like, I can see that I can go on her profile, and it's just, yeah, there's something about it that sort of sounds legit, but she has everything pointing towards
scam.
Fake scam. Like, she's got the hot blonde profile pic.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think, I'm pretty sure it's scammy, but okay. She still has not been deleted.
Where does it begin?
It's just out of nowhere on October 28th at 2:50 p.m.
Okay.
Just like, that's the regular day. Was the 28th? Is it a Monday or something?
28th was a...
Wednesday?
It was just a day. 2:50, you know.
Tuesday.
You're at home.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom, sitting on the can.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Hey, how are you?
That's it.
No, it goes on for a minute. Sorry to bother you, but I just saw your profile. This is all one sentence, right?
Oh, really? No periods, no...
Sorry to bother you, but I have just saw your profile in the People You May Know area, and I thought I know you. I didn't read that wrong. That's how she said it. And then, where are you from? You, the letter U?
Yeah. That's how I type, though, too.
Thank you, and God bless.
Oh, God.
I think I've heard this before.
Okay, so then I wrote, God bless you, too.
So most of her spiel is, that's believable. Yeah. Hey, I think I know you. You're the Oktoberfest guy.
Maybe. Yeah.
You're from Toronto in that band. You were
a big frontman in a band for a long time.
Yeah. Or I look like a lot of people.
You look
too.
Like Sean Cooley.
You look like a lot of people.
Yeah. Okay.
So usually I wrote, God bless you too, because I know I'm not going to hear back from this girl. But she wrote back.
Okay.
She goes, where are you from? Okay, now the rest of the part that she says is one sentence. This is just one sentence.
Okay.
If you don't mind me asking, because I want to remember if I know you, I'm sorry to bug you, and I didn't mean it. Just don't talk to me if I bug you. Thanks. Have a good day. Cheers.
Wow. Did Gilbank write this? All just one sentence.
So I didn't reply to that because...
Why not?
She's kind of bugging me, so I didn't reply.
And that was it?
Yeah, that was it.
You could keep this going on for weeks.
What should I say to her?
From over here, where are you from first? You should ask her.
Where are you from first?
Should just duplicate it back.
No, I should just put, where are you from? Okay, so where are...
Don't spell it. It's got to be you, the letter U.
No, really? The letter U? So that, you know, we're on the same page.
Where is you from?
Where is you from? Where is you from?
So really, I've noticed this now over the last couple months on Facebook. I get the odd, like, hello, dear. How are you today? I wanted to meet you. And it's like, what is this? Like, just tonight.
I wanted to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to meet you.
Like, what happens in the middle of the night? You wake up and you're like, I want to meet Sean Cooley.
Well, I can see that happening, actually, Eddie.
They wanted to. They don't want to anymore.
No, not a bit anymore.
I used to want to know you, but now it's like I'm just wanted to know.
I just wanted to let you know.
I heard about you. Now I don't want to know anything about you. Shut up.
Just over the last little while, I've noticed this, and just tonight when I found out my friend had passed away, I showed my wife my Facebook Messenger, and scrolling through to find the last conversation that I had with this lady, which was about a week and a half ago, I scrolled by, who is it here? Mercy Raff, and it was October 30th, I got a, hello, dear. Before that, I got a Amanda Wells. Hi, honey. I haven't heard from you in a long time. It's like, who are these friggin' people?
They are sent out to destroy marriages.
Well, my wife is like, what? Who are these? I have no idea. She gets them as well on Facebook. People are now friending her because, you know, in her Facebook profile picture, she's a good-looking woman. So, you know, people... You know, go after that. People try to friend her, and she's like, "This is really kind of creepy." And when you think about it, if you were a, I don't know, a young, unsuspecting female or male, you would fall into this stuff. You guys have received those emails, you know, those junk emails before. Hey, you know, I'm in Colombia, and I just found out that blah blah blah, and I need this amount of money. Can you help me out? You guys have received those emails,
yes,
right?
Of course.
Now,
of which I've profited massively from.
Really? I thought they were fake.
Send that money
They're not fake? How much money have you made?
Send them $1,000 and I got like 10 grand back.
It's so simple.
What? I don't know why you guys aren't taking advantage of this.
Oh, really? I thought it was you sending it because the you pay
the bank fees, right? And then you get a portion of what they put in. They're putting like $22 million in your account.
Really?
Yeah,
this actually works.
Oh, of course.
Look at Gilbank. Look at the clothes he's wearing. He's wearing a suit made of gold right now.
You guys haven't even commented on it. It's a little heavy.
Well, the lights are out in here.
His teeth are just all gold.
LED feature.
He's got the Flavor Flav teeth in right now. If you
were a millionaire like that, why would you do that to yourself? Like just buy a suit of gold?
Because you're stupid, with or without the money, right? That is those sort of things. Not that, because you can have fun with that, right?
Yeah.
That's the downfall of the internet. The pop-up ads, the people invading your privacy. That really bothers me. Is there anything, Eddie? You're an internet wizard, aren't you?
I practically invented most of the
internet. You are the man from the internet.
80%
right?
of the internet
came from you.
Came from my mind.
Your coding.
Yeah.
You were doing that. Like who? It's the downfall of the internet, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's been there since the start. I mean, it's always been there, right?
So, there's always been the computer geek coding something. Hey, I'm going to get back at...
There's lots of weirdos that are
funny was mean to me.
You know that there's full-time jobs of people sitting at a computer all day filtering...
Dispatching trucks. Oh, sorry.
Filtering through the smut and things like that that end up on Facebook. And their job is to just look at pictures of wieners and people's heads getting cut off to keep it off of Facebook. And there's jobs that do that. Yeah.
Make sure it doesn't appear there.
Yeah. They make.
They don't have robots doing this, like computer.
How is a robot going to know what a Wang looks like? Like a robot can't tell the difference between a Wang and a nose or an arm. Like
I don't know. Yeah. I guess. Get hired. How do you apply for these jobs?
Identify wiener.
Good wholesome radio here. It is sort of the downfall of the internet, and actually having to, I guess Facebook has to employ a team of, I don't know, 1,000
wiener whackers,
wiener
slicers. What would you call them? Busters, wiener busters.
to get this filth off of the internet, they have to employ people to. I guess the same as YouTube, right?
To be honest, that would be a pretty cool job. It's your decision, right? You're like, oh, that looks kind of like a boob. No, cut, done.
Have to keep browsing through your pages.
I think what happens is you get a warning.
Stuff gets flagged. Like, you know, you have that stuff where you can flag.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't like this. I don't like what my brand saw.
Because no matter what, someone's going to flag, nudity.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really out of touch with the internet. I really don't know what's going on the internet.
There's probably robots that bring it to them, and then they make the human judgment call.
Really?
It's like, I think this might be a weenie.
And then you bring it out, and it's just a guy eating a pogo, and you're like, no, it's fine.
It's fine. Just leave it. Leave it, Facebook.
Now, do you recode the robot?
This has been flagged 22 times. It's really just a guy eating a pogo. Wait a sec. Oh, no, that is a wiener.
That's a deep fried wiener. Wow, I can't believe they did that on the internet.
Oh man.
And then you have to flag it, right? It's a great job.
So it begins with the robot flagging the wieners. And the wiener flagging gets to a person in a cubicle.
Yeah.
And hates his job though.
Yeah, hates his job. It's like as if I have to do this. And then now does he make a decision right there and then? Get it out, or does it have to go up to his superior?
He gets it off.
I'm pretty sure he just goes, no, we're done with this.
And then he goes home, and his wife's like, all right, Walter, what did you say today at work? What do you think I saw today? Yeah. I saw like 182 wieners.
And a bunch of pogos. It was really weird day.
And a whole bunch
of
people eating pogos.
To distinguish between pogos and wieners again. Just make me some dinner, and it's not pogos. Tell me it's not pogos.
Oh, my God. Here's the Mohawks with a song called Pepsi. We'll be right back. and that was, believe it or not, called Pepsi. It was kind of weird, eh?
By who?
The Mohawks.
Wow. Really? They're named that?
There.
That is offensive.
We're going to go at this again, eh? The Mohawks with the song called Pepsi. Or maybe I could change that up. The band called Pepsi with the song Mohawk. No, it's still totally offensive.
Well, they're only offensive when they play that certain song, right?
Pepsi?
Yeah, the rest of their
Oh, it's the Pepsi fine. Part that's offensive.
I thought you said the name of the band was Pepsi.
It's actually, yes, Mohawks with Pepsi.
Right.
Or Pepsi with Mohawks. I don't know. I don't know anymore. It's two words in front of me. Sorry, Eddie. What's up?
No, we were just talking about weird messages from people, right? From the internet.
The downfall of the internet. Yeah. Coming
and I
soon.
Got it happens in text too. I got a random text from a 905 number one day.
905 is what?
That's like just the surrounding area of Toronto, I guess.
Okay. Okay. North, well, then you know east. It's bad. You know it's bad right away.
So I get this message in June, and it says, "This is Jay."
That's it.
No, yeah, that's this all. Is Jay. The first one just this is Jay.
You thought it was Jay that we worked with?
No, I was. So I wrote who? This is a who? One word, who? And then this is James. So I go, do I know you?
Yeah, yeah.
Give me some more info here, buddy. And then James writes, this is James from the hub. I have to go to court on July 22nd from you passing out at the bar here in April.
Okay.
So this is where I start getting worried because I've been to the hub. And
it's a bar.
This is a bar in Oshawa.
Had you passed out there before?
That's the thing. I can't remember last time I passed out at a bar.
Okay. Which means it could have happened.
So, I mean, no. Like recently, I don't. Okay. It must have happened in my teens or my early 20s. But.
Okay.
So then I write, are you sure you have the right guy? Because now I'm second guessing myself. Like, maybe I did pass out. So then he writes, oh, ha, is this Eddie Earwig? And I wrote, yes. I'm like, oh, wrong Ed, sorry.
Oh, really? No way.
So apparently this person that owns this bar got the number off somebody that I know. But when you say, like, someone goes to you and goes, hey, can you give me Todd's number? And you have two Todds in your phone?
Yeah.
You might give them Rod Gilbank's number by accident.
Totally could happen.
So that's what happened here. So the owner of this bar needed to go to court because a guy named Ed... Or Eddie.
He needs passed to work out on his bar. Interpersonal skills.
Yeah.
It's wow. Jay.
Yeah, it's Jay. Actually, he spelled it wrong. He spelled is wrong. This viz Jay. What am I supposed to say to that? Who? This viz Jay. He spelled his own name wrong. This is James.
Wow, he must be loaded.
Fat
he's
fingers.
He's so angry about the fact he needs to go to court.
He's super mad at me. And in the middle of all this, he called me too. I didn't answer.
Oh, no. You don't want to talk to someone you don't even know on text. Like,
but no. It kind of scared me. It made me sweat a little bit. Like, this is James. Like, I got to go to court. Like, I don't want someone to go to court because I passed out at the bar. Like, I didn't pass out.
What's the court? What's the law that's been broken?
Well, if a cop comes in and you have someone passed out at the bar, like, the owner is screwed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. You're right. They can't because that means they're probably overserved.
What happens if they're just tired? Can't do that?
Can't go tired, home and sleep. You can't go sleep people. At a bar.
Can't have tired people in your bar. I see what's going on.
Especially if your name's Eddie.
No.
And you're in Oshawa not. And you just want to take a quick nap at the hub. Can't even do that.
And you don't even remember it. That is kind of odd. I had someone text me a little while ago. And like full-on conversation, one-sided conversation. Like, hey, Sean, how's it going? Spelled my name right, like S-E-A-N.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, how's it going? I just wanted you to know I delivered that package as you asked me to. And it was like, gosh, someone like that works with me or like I don't even know.
You're into the delivery stuff from work.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And don't worry. Things are taken care of. Period.
Sounds
it
sketchy.
Was just like, yeah. And that's the way I read it, too. That's the way it kind of was in my head. I was like, who the hell is this? And then I asked the question, are you talking to the right Sean here?
Yeah.
And they're like, this is Shawn Michael, right? I'm like, oh, God, no. This is not Shawn Michael. And then I asked, who is this? And they said their name. I'm like, no, it's same sort of thing. They know who I am. I know who they are. I know who Shawn Michael is. They got the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking to the wrong guy. It was a little bit scary.
That happened to me with Tim Beauchesne. You know Tim Beauchesne?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Did you text him?
I did text him.
Oh, you were looking for Tim yes. Duncan?
And I was looking for Tim Duncan, and this was two Oktoberfests ago.
Okay.
And I wrote... Because you know how... You know, if you know Tim Duncan, you know that he's always hanging out with his buddy Terry. I don't know if you guys know Terry.
I don't know Terry.
Yeah. Terry's an awesome guy. He's really cool. But they always hang out together. And every time
Terry.
You see,
yeah.
You know Terry?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yes. No, I do know.
Okay, so it's Terry and Tim. They're always hanging out. So I wanted to know if Tim was staying at my house for Oktoberfest. If he was going to stay over. So I wrote, just to be funny, I go, hey, Tim. Hey, Tim. And this is to the wrong Tim. To Tim Beauchesne, I wrote this. I go, hey, Tim, are you and your boyfriend, Terry, staying at my house for Oktoberfest? Just to be a, you know, kind of a dick.
Yeah.
So then Tim's like, what is this? And then I realize, oh, crap, I sent it to Tim Beauchesne by accident. I'm like, oh, sorry, Tim. I meant to send it to Tim Duncan. So then I saw Tim at work a couple of days later.
And Tim.
Tim Beauchesne.
Beauchesne, okay.
Tim's like, you know what? Like, I went over. You sent me that text, and I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. So I went, and then when you said, oh, I meant to send it to Tim Duncan, I went over to my wife, Denise, and was like, I didn't know Tim Duncan was gay.
And that's how rumors begin. Yeah.
And that's all right, but I didn't know. That is funny. That is good, actually.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And that's, remember when he called someone out at the meeting? I thought he was going to call me out, because that actually happened. Because he called out someone that had texted or had called.
See, Tim Duncan. I was just telling that story last week about Tim getting up there and saying, I am Tim Beauchesne, and this is Tim Duncan. And someone texted me, and I couldn't remember who it was until you just said that. Someone was sitting beside me and said, oh, God, it's me. And it was you.
It was me, but he didn't. That wasn't the one story that he brought up. Wasn't in the middle of the night. First of all, I would never do that. I wouldn't even do that to Tim Duncan.
No,
this was like during the day.
Okay.
Like, why would I ask him if he's staying over at my house at Oktoberfest in the middle of the night? You know, the story that Tim Beauchesne brought up was like, well, was it like midnight?
Yeah.
I guess that isn't the middle of the night.
Well, he's in bed early.
Yeah. But I don't know. Did we ever find out who that was? Maybe we can talk about.
I know exactly who it was. Okay. It was Junior.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Hulk's Junior. Yeah. That was awesome, man. I was trash. Blah, blah, blah,
he wasn't
blah,
at the meeting, so.
No, he wasn't. Now, I remember that just makes me think. When I was a kid, I was very naive. I was very, I had big feelings. I got hurt feelings a lot. I remember, I don't know why I'm saying that, but I remember one time I answered the phone at home, and this was a big setup by my really mean brothers. Yeah. I had gotten in trouble that day at school for throwing crab apples out of the bus window and ended up hitting a police car. Nice. Yeah. And the police officer got onto the bus and said, you're going to get in trouble. And literally, he found out my name was Cooley. And my dad was very well connected to the police force back then. I actually fixed all the vehicles. Da, 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 da. He's like, oh, okay. Tell your dad you're in trouble. And tell him it was me. And I did. I had to tell my dad, this police officer that you probably go for beers with.
That must have been really tough for you to do.
It was. I had went home. The office, the school office wasn't involved or anything like that. It was just me.
It was just the police.
I went home at the end of the day and, hi Jean, and told my mom. My mom phoned my dad. And I was in trouble when my dad came home. So I guess my dad got off the phone at the garage and told my brothers what had happened. One of my brothers was like, yeah, I know what we're going to do here. And picked up the phone, phoned the house, knowing that I was going to answer the phone because I was right there in the kitchen doing my homework. And answered the phone, hello? And then, hello, is this Sean? Yes. This is Constable so-and-so from the Nepean Police, da-da-da-da-da. I understand there's an altercation at your school today. We've been talking to your principal, now your father, and we are going to be coming to your house at this address. Of course, my brother knows my address, and we're going to pick you up. Go into your room, pack your bag. Your mother is going to help you pack your bag. You're coming away with us for a week. Honest to God, I still feel the scar tissue in my heart. I was just like, oh my God, sinking, right? It was just like, I'm
You were
dead.
Going to jail for a week.
Oh yeah, absolutely. For throwing crab apples out of a window. And I immediately started bawling my head off, right? Just, then my brother was like, oh, Sean, it's me, it's Jim. Like, don't worry about it, it's all good. Don't tell mom I did this sort of deal.
Yeah, hi.
Don't tell mom I did this.
Did you tell your mom that you...
Oh, totally. She heard me crying. She came coming, running down the hall what I thought was packing my bags and, help me out. I thought I was in big trouble.
Those are my favorite kind of pranks.
Yeah, it wasn't a good prank. I was pretty upset about it. Anyways, I think we've come to a close talking about pranks now. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Bring some pranks up at next week's show, maybe.
Pranks and talking about the movie, and also nachos next week.
Yeah,
the Nacho Man.
The Nacho Man. Yeah.
Talk some nachos.
Maybe I'll call in from Portland, and you can be the Nacho Man.
If I've called in from, like, almost Newfoundland, pretty sure you can call in.
I can do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ready to sign out?
Let's do it, yeah.
Say bye, guys.
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, have a good night from Eddie Earwig and friends.
Thanks, guys.
Eddie Earwig and friends and Rod Gilbank. Thanks, guys.
Next week, Vinkley Cooley, Eddie and Rod Gilbank. I'm Sean Cooley. See you later.